10 years ago today, Kurt Cobain, lead singer of the band Nirvana, tired of the fame, tired of the money, tired of life altogether. In the workshop above his garage in Seattle, he ended his life with a shotgun. He was 27 years old. For many of his fans, it doesn't seem like 10 years since that April 5th.
I'm so happy 'cause today found my friends.
Well, I had been up at Snoqualmie Pass taking my first snowboarding lesson. And at the end of the day, we were piling back into the car, ready for the ride home. And we turned on the radio, and they weren't playing any music. And the announcer came on, and he sounded kind of unsure of himself and kind of unsure of the news. But he said that it appeared that Kurt Cobain had killed himself. Just in an instant, all of our hilarity and storytelling stopped, and we rode home in silence.
I was in my pajamas. My dad showed me the newspaper. I saw it. I remember it saying grunge pioneer. At the age I was at, I was just starting to sort of really embrace his music and get into it and relate to it and everything like that. Having him die so early, I guess, in sort of that situation, I don't know, I guess it was a big growing up experience for everybody, and then going to school after that and talking with people. Nobody really wanted to talk about it. Everyone just sort of, was sort of like, did you hear the news? Yeah. Everyone just all of a sudden grown-ups, like overnight.
I was in Halifax, Nova Scotia on a college visit / visit to my boyfriend. I first really knew that it was true when I was in the Halifax airport and I read the headline. And then I was in the Boston airport and I read the headline. And then in the Chicago airport and I read the headline. And by the time I made it back to Seattle, it was all over the news here.
Now playing in a band in Seattle and stuff like that, I almost sort of felt a little bit of like, now it's my turn. Or, he did so much with, just kind of breaking it back down to like, the whole three chords and the truth sort of thing. And that's really inspiring, you really feel like you can do it.
Think she wants some water to put out the blowtorch.
And I think people just respected that he was doing things his own way, and he wasn't just trying to be a bad boy. There was something distinctly individual about him.
At the time, I was mad. I was mad at him for killing himself. I thought he had so much more to give. I wanted to see more of what he put out in the world.
I think about the kind of songs, you can only speculate, but I know he'd be doing something different. You just can't turn off that kind of stuff.
For all of those sort of brilliant stars who got snuffed out so early, you kind of don't want to think about them later in life. You don't want to think about them having lived longer just in case they might have turned into something disappointing.
Nirvana fans Brandon Davis, Shane Tutmark, and Sabrina Roach talking about the day 10 years ago that singer Kurt Cobain committed suicide. They spoke with Day Today's Luke Burbank.